Talk Monster. Fred the Show up and running for Friday. Glorious Friday. The beginning of Riverbend. There's so many things just on the cusp of beginning. My name is Brad Geese. I'm your host. Max O'Brien is our producer. Now, I believe that we have on the line Scott Trott from Cordell and Cordell. Is that right, Scott?
That is correct.
Okay. And welcome to the show, by the way.
Hey, appreciate it.
And you know, if anyone's listened to the Talk Monster for any length of time, we've heard your commercials. And I know that Father's Day is coming up, and there's a tie in there, too. But let me just give you my quick experience with my divorce. I was divorced once. I felt alone. I felt almost like a state of shock. I was stunned. I was in so much pain. I didn't really know where to turn or what to do. And I stumbled my way through my divorce that way. And I have to believe there's a better way than that. It sounds like that's what you guys are offering.
There is. You know, many guys, it's one of the most difficult times in their life.
Sure.
You know, mentally, emotionally, and it's finding the right person. And that's why we say you can find that partner, you know, that you can walk that path with, that you can trust, that you can rely on, and get great advice for.
And that sounds like, you know, it is sorely needed, because there's sometimes your arms are full of your heart hurt and you can't really take the time to think about anything else.
Yeah, logic gets checked at the door as soon as you get served with the pleading for divorce, no doubt about it.
You know what? That's a very nice way of putting it. There's something about it. Even when you know it's coming, when those papers are placed in your hand, it's a very lonely feeling. It really is. And it's nice to know that you don't have to be alone. Now Father's Day, please,
Go
ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, sir.
No, I'm sorry. I just said you're surrounded by friends, but you forget it. You're in a fog, and you don't know where to turn, and it's true. There is help out there.
And unfortunately, if you're not at those moments keeping your own best interest in mind, which is easy to do because all you can really do is try to get the day-to-day. Sometimes it's a day-to-day thing. A company like yours would. And I will say, it's unusual. I think this is the first time I've heard of a company that says, you know what, we represent guys. I think there's nothing wrong with that, but it's the first time I've heard of it. Have you gotten any blowback from that by ladies saying, hey, why don't you represent us?
You know, I get questions all the time about whether we are women haters, mom haters, and it's really, I tell them, look, this is not about anti-mom, anti-women. It's about ensuring that the family remains as much intact as possible and ensuring that dads who historically have had difficulty being a part of their kids' lives after an event like a divorce is still there, because the data shows that kids are far more successful, they stay out of trouble, and they do better in school when both parents are involved, even if they live separate and apart.
Yeah, if an amiable divorce has taken part, then probably Father's Day is going to continue, well, maybe a slightly altered fashion, but those are the things that sometimes get caught up in the wreckage of a divorce, or things like Father's Days and the intimate moments that are normally shared.
They are. You know, you got to check your anger at the door. You want to try to stay involved. And sometimes this, you know, Father's Day is a very emotional, very difficult time, especially when guys perhaps don't get the time that they need on Father's Day, not only to celebrate with their kids, but to celebrate their kids perhaps with the guy's father, to make sure that they contact their own father and to have that relationship carry on with their kids.
That's true. And I guess a lot of it depends on the relationship you have with your dad. I know that I had a wonderful one, and I think that I have a good one with my daughter. That really is, and I'm glad you mentioned that in your ads. You say, listen, if the family could be kept together, that's our first priority. And before anything else, you make your priorities pretty obvious off the bat. And then you work from there, because that's got to be the first priority. Because, listen, there's other people involved. It's not just the two adults that have somehow decided to go the separate way.
Exactly right. You know, it is about ensuring equal parenting time. And there's a trend across the country now about shared parenting, because the studies year in and year out are showing that it's very important for the kids' development to ensure that there's equal time or quality time with both parents. So that really is why we can show that this isn't about one side or the other. It's about equal parenting.
And that's such a big deal, because the reality is divorces happen. And if we can stay what's the best word I have? We're kind of a broken family or a dysfunctional family, but that doesn't mean we're necessarily a bad family. And just because you've gone through divorce, and I'm talking to people out there too, because when you're in that moment, it's despair time. And there's not a lot of times in your life where you feel despair, but that's one of those moments. When you're caught in that, there's light at the end of the tunnel. There really is. You don't feel like it at the moment. You feel like tomorrow and the next day is just going to get worse and worse and worse, but that's not true. Don't let your feelings override the logic that, hey, you know, I will get through this. It just feels like it right now.
Absolutely. I mean, we all focus on me, or, you know, my spouse, and what are they doing to me, but we want to also focus on what's happening with the kids, and things don't necessarily have to change drastically. It's just a different way of moving forward and spending that quality time.
I think one of my favorite of the pieces of advice that you throw out there in your commercial spots is be careful with your online presence. So many people hang themselves with their own rope because they're not being careful with their online presence, what they say, what they do, the way they present themselves, and they think, oh, that's not really a part of all this. It absolutely is a part of all that. You've got to be very careful.
Yeah, no doubt. I was on Dr. Phil for the Expert of the Day talking about social media and its impact on divorce, and it absolutely can ruin your case. There's nothing good. I tell clients every day, get off social media right now. There's nothing good that comes from your posts because your kids are watching your posts.
It's not just
your friends and your wife. It's your kids.
And I didn't even think about it. So your advice would be, listen, at least until you get through this period, just get off social media. Delete your account, and you can always sign back up again. But let's get through this first.
Exactly, because the judge is watching as well, believe me or not. They may not tell you that, but they are. And there's nothing good. It's only bad, and I can tell you the horror stories and dealing with social media. So I tell our clients, deactivate your account, and then maybe a couple months after it's over, go ahead and get back on.
Here's one of the things that I luckily have tried to follow the advice of. My dad told me, if you're really angry, write all that stuff down. Write it and write it to the person, the people that you're angry at. But do not hit send. Do not hit send until at least you've given yourself a couple of days. Go back, read it. If you still feel the same way, you might want to think about it. But so many people, in the heat of the moment, in the passion of that second, say, ha-ha, I'll show them, and you send off this blistering email, and that comes across the judge's desk, and you look like a burrow sphincter.
Absolutely. You know, I'm a big fan of in-person communication or getting on the phone. You know, you can write it down in a journal, spout off all you want in your own personal book, and get your anger out. But perhaps, you know, every time an email is sent, it's all done in capitals, or you got exclamation points, and someone reads it and misinterprets it. So if you've got something to say, schedule a meeting in person or pick up the phone, because it's going to be misinterpreted.
I agree with you, Scott. An in-person meeting where you're looking at the other, in their eyes, by the way. Look at another person's eyes when you're talking to them. Not only is that just common courtesy, but that's a much more effective way of seeing the reaction to what you're saying, and the degree of communication is enhanced by, hey, listen, we're together, we're looking at each other, I can see surprise in your face if I say something that that takes you by surprise, and it's a much more effective form of communication.
It is. You got 18 years with kids left to continue on working with the other side, so you've got to find a way to communicate.
So what is your advice for fathers on Father's Day who might be having a difficult time? Maybe this Father's Day is not met with the same joy. Maybe they're right in the middle of something like this, or maybe they're thinking, you know what, my relationship isn't going well. How do you go about getting on the right track?
Well, first of all, you know, show gratitude. I know it's hard to do. Show gratitude with your ex or your current, almost future ex, and saying, you know, I appreciate you giving me time with my kids. Plan ahead. Plan something fun with your kids, not something normal that you've done. Don't just sit in front of the television. Get out. Yep. Go play tag in the park. Do fun things.
Sure.
And then surround yourself with family. Surround yourself with friends, because you need someone you can put, you know, to rest your head on, and just really have them support you and lift you up.
Isolation could really be your worst enemy right now, especially if that isolation comes with a glass of whiskey in your hand. That's not a very good place to go, you know, when you're sitting there by yourself trying to drown your own sorrows. Your mind takes some dark and twisted turns.
It does. You get limited choices when your mind does that, and those are never good choices. So making right ones and surrounding friends who tell you what you can do and at least turn you in the right place, and get counseling. That's a huge thing we recommend, personal counseling every single time.
And that, I can just say, I think I speak for all guys. When guys hear counseling, we kind of recoil like, oh, counseling, that's only for people with stuff really seriously wrong with them. We need to get over that stigma. We really do. We counseling sometimes is some of the very best stuff. It just has a bad name. It's you hearing what you need to hear in a situation you need to hear it. Maybe not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. So I think guys need to get over the stigma of counseling being a sign of weakness and just saying, you know what, if this is part of me getting to that light at the end of the tunnel, I'll do that too, and I'll do the next indicated thing. That's my best advice to people in that situation where you're in that despair, and maybe you have good people on your side. Just keep doing the next indicated thing. You know, don't try to figure out where you're going to be 3 months down the line, because, you know, luckily God can take care of you too. Do the next indicated thing.
Absolutely. You're not alone. I mean, that's the message. Imagine this. We have an office in the United Kingdom over in London, and those guys there are facing the exact same problems that they are here in the United States. And there are groups where you can talk, and there are guys that share your problems. So don't be afraid to do that.
Yeah, and that is a very cathartic thing, because sometimes we all think, man, you know, what an unusual, ugly situation I've gotten myself into. I'm sure no one else has done anything this stupid or gotten through this painful thing. Then you all of a sudden you're talking guys, and they're saying, you know, hey, they're telling my story. These guys, and then you realize, you know, maybe what I'm going through is not only not uncommon, but very common. And that kind of solidarity finally makes you feel a little bit better. It's like, okay, you know what, I'm part of a wave. We're all trying to get better, but I'm not alone. I'm not, and that's, I think, the non-isolation part is very, very important. Hey, how do they contact you, Scott? How do they get a hold of Cordell and Cordell?
Well, you know, the easiest way is we have 1-866-DADS-LAW, D-A-D-S-LAW. That's the best way to get a hold of us, and we'll take care of you, answer any of your questions, or they can go online on dadsdivorce.com. They can submit questions and ask a lawyer section, and we'll get back with them.
That's very cool. If you just have an eye, you know, like, listen, this is what my fear is. Is this a valid fear? You'll send it in, and you'll get back with an answer. That's a great service.
Yeah, absolutely. We're 100%. Whatever questions they have, we're there to help them.
Hey, well, thank you so much for being a guest on Fred the Show. Thank you for what you're doing out there and trying to make situations of despair a little bit more bearable for everyone in the family and for trying to keep the family together. We do appreciate that. Thank you, Scott. Scott Trout.
Hey, appreciate the time.
Absolutely. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come right back, Fred the Show kicks into high gear for Friday. Riverbend begins today, my friends.